Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It's a beautiful day, and we get to watch a little day baseball. If you're one of those wonderful people who are sitting there chilling and you got nothing to do, the Yankees and the Athletics are getting ready for their first pitch. I'm not playing this game. One, I got basketball tonight. I got a couple baseball games that I like tonight as well. This game, I cannot lay 250 to take the Yankees, and I sure don't want the Athletics plus the 210 on the comeback. Just feels like a crapshoot. Rodon, Sears. I mean, I saw Sears throw a game this year where he gave up no runs, struck out seven, and looked like the greatest pitcher I've ever seen in my entire damn life. And then I've also seen him look like a bum. And you know Rodon. I mean, he's all right. A's win a few games. They have won eight games this year. It's much better than what the White Sox have done, by the way. And I hope nobody's actually watching what the White Sox are doing. They do play the Twins today.
I've watched most every game.
Have you really?
Well, my brother's a White Sox fan, so.
Oh, so he's only been happy three times this year?
I mean, he's just kind of said they're going to be bad, so he's just enjoying the games.
Dude, but 18 losses on the season to only three wins has got to feel not just painful, but it's got to be a damn – I still don't know how they beat the Braves.
Early season game, John.
It is true. It is true. But the White Sox are just so damn bad. But speaking of the Braves and being bad, real quick, just a small little baseball talk. Didn't know I was going to go here. Have you seen how bad Matt Olson's been this year?
Yeah. You mentioned this last week.
Well, you know it's gotten worse.
Has it?
Do you know what he did this weekend?
No.
My man, since I last spoke about him and how bad he was doing, this is so embarrassing for him, like him. I almost feel like I made it worse for him. He's gone 1-for-20 with 10 Ks in the last six games since we talked last.
Wow. Holy cow.
And he struck out five times Friday night.
Wow.
One time, first and third, no outs in a game. They were down by one. Mm. Olsen is scuffling bad. It's painful to watch him right now. Being lost at the plate, that's a very uncomfortable feeling. Because once you lose it in between your ears right there and you think a little something's off and you start tinkering with your swing, I mean, it's a round ball. It's a round wooden bat. And it's coming in there faster than Cooter Brown. And y'all know Cooter Brown is fast, right? Poor Matt Olson. But, yeah, we got a little day baseball game going on. But we're going to talk a little NBA later on in just a little bit. We got three playoff games. Nobody has won on the road today. Like to this date is what I mean. So every home team has held court. First game is the Magic against the Cavs. The Magic shot so poorly against Cleveland. Like, I mean, I guess you could say we held Cleveland under 100 and you're a defensive team. Mm. But you didn't score 90.
Right.
Magic, they're going to have to be a lot better. I don't know if they're going to – I don't think they're going to beat the Cavs at their home court. Somebody's going to win on the road, right?
You'd think.
I mean, the Lakers going to beat the Nuggets?
I don't think so.
Is it the 76ers going to be winning New York in Madison Square Garden?
I don't think so.
Bro, somebody's winning on the road. I just got to figure out who it is. Somebody. But yeah, man, over the weekend, all the home court, all teams won. And the close game was Oklahoma City. And oh my gosh, you got a Pelicans team that doesn't have Zion. Mm-hmm. You have a Pelicans team that they played a good game, but it wasn't like that was the greatest Pelican games I've ever seen in my life.
No, not at all.
Like, Oklahoma City, they got the number one overall seed, but Oklahoma City fans, I bet you'd be nervous this morning. Hmm. 17 points to come out in the first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I almost felt good about it after that game was over, that OKC won.
I don't like the fact that in that they couldn't put him away in the fourth quarter.
Sure.
I mean, it was a missed three-pointer by CJ McCollum at the buzzer.
Good that would have won. I mean, it was
a terrible look, but the fact that, you know, Chet missed the front end of the two free throws. They were only up by one. I think it was 93-92. Mm-hmm. He misses the first one, he makes the second one. There's still about 13 ticks on the clock.
Yeah, something like that.
And I thought they were going to get a good look. I thought maybe they were going to get to the rack. I don't know. I thought this game was either going to go into overtime, mm-hmm, or the Pelicans were actually going to win the basketball game.
Yeah.
I really did. I was like, damn, Oklahoma City just dodged a bullet, bro. Yeah.
But I'm gonna jot that up to first time in the playoffs and see what happens. If nothing changes, then we got an issue. But right now, I'm gonna say first game jitters, you know, and see what happens the rest of the way.
The way I guess what gives me a little bit of concern about Oklahoma City is the first and the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
They came out 17 points in the first. They were average in the second. They were pretty damn good in the third.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth quarter, when it's money time and you need it, they still only scored 20 points in that fourth quarter. Like, they got to put the ball in the hole a little bit more. This is a team that, yes, they play good defense. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, don't joke around. He gets a lot of steals balls left and right. Didn't even get one, though, in the last game. But, man, like, they didn't shoot the ball well from the three-point line. Neither did New Orleans, though.
Right.
That was by far the ugliest basketball game, but was also the most entertaining and competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, the ugliest was watching the Magic try to score.
Mm. But, I mean, you got to think, that's not going to happen again. You know, I mean, you had none of your guards showed up, and I would bet a lot of money that doesn't happen again.
I would, too, actually. In fact, we'll have the opportunity to bet because tomorrow, which is Tuesday, you have Oklahoma City. No, they don't play till Wednesday, do they?
That's right, I think.
Yeah, I think they're Wednesday. They play the Pelicans on Wednesday. The line, by the way, already is out, if you didn't know. Oklahoma City, and this one's 7.5-point favorite currently.
They closed as a 9.5-point favorite last night.
Yeah, they did. Definitely didn't get there.
They did not.
Boston, though, look at that number with them. Did you see that they're a 15.5-point favorite over
the
Heat?
How about that?
Damn. But we've been talking a little NBA. Having a lot of fun with the NBA. You know I love the NBA. You love the NBA. But I'm also hungry. It's like 12:12. And again, I got to remind you, over at Mugshots, they are officially open. They are open. They're out in Quarryville. They're right there where the old O'Charlies used to be, out there Poplar by Halia area. It's at 656 West Poplar, to be exact. From 2 to 6, you're listening to Happy Hour. From 2 to 6 is Mugshots Happy Hour. Mugshots Happy Hour is half-price domestic drafts and $3 snacks. You can get the fried pickles. You can get the mushrooms, the chicken tenders, some Rotel dip. Sit at the bar, drink good old draft beer, get a little snack on. Oh, man, it ain't no joke. But right now I want y'all to listen to me. This is cool because on April 25th, which is just around the corner, what's today, the 22nd?
Today is
so
the 22nd,
Thursday.
Right. Yep.
Thursday is the 25th. That means that's the day that they do their ribbon cutting. They're officially going to be open. But that's also the day that one of y'all could win burgers from Mugshots for a year. It's a $675 value. You don't have to purchase anything. You just got to go to Facebook, follow Mugshots, like, tag two friends, and share Mugshots in Quarryville, and you've automatically registered to win burgers for a year. And their burgers are fire. Like, I'm telling you, I told you about Pulp Fiction, right?
Uh-huh.
They have the Big Kahuna Burger over there. Remember the Big Kahuna Burger from Pulp Fiction? They got that bad boy, and it's so damn good. It's teriyaki sauce burger with hickory smoked bacon, grilled pineapple slice, lettuce, tomato. Damn, it's so good. The Southern Burger. You want a little pimento cheese, some smoked bacon, fried pickles, lettuce and tomato. The Breakfast Burger, you got the hickory smoked bacon, the fresh fried egg, melted American cheese, lettuce, tomato, mayo. They got 19 specialty burgers. They got great starters. They got pastas. They got chicken Philly that I had the other day that was delicious. So check out Mugshots. And again, don't forget to go to Facebook. Like, follow, share, tag two friends, and you could win burgers from a year. Now it's time to talk about Caleb Williams. Now, I talked a little bit about him with Jake Crane. And Jake kind of put a nice little twist on it. Like, you're sometimes having the first pick in the NFL draft is a blessing. And then sometimes it's somewhat of like a little bit of a curse. And what we mean by that is, if the Bears don't take Caleb Williams and he turns out to be a superstar, well, they would have egg on their face. Like, look how much we're killing the Carolina Panthers for that stupid mistake of taking Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud. Let's go take a dude my size to play in the National Football League. Don't know if you've seen me. I sure as hell don't belong in the NFL.
No, you don't think so?
And let me just tell you something. A dude, no matter how great of an athlete or how smart he is, and he was a damn good college quarterback, and he's great at Alabama, this is the National Football League. 32 quarterbacks play. 32 in the whole damn world. 32 are their starters. You ain't one of the top 32 dudes on planet Earth. And one thing that takes away from you is your size. Kyler Murray at least has elite speed and also has a lot better arm and can throw the ball a lot farther down the damn field. You got a noodle arm. You ain't got any athleticism, but damn it, I will say, if he was my son, I'd be proud because Bryce is one of the best young men on planet Earth. But man, being a good person usually doesn't necessarily always translate to being successful in the National Football League. But you know what? Being a good person, being focused, putting football first is something that does give you an opportunity to succeed in the National Football League. Most people can't just go in the National Football League, become an NFL quarterback, and they half-ass it. You do remember Mr. Lean, right? Jamarcus Russell from LSU might have had more talent than in his pinky finger than any quarterback that was playing in the National Football League when he was at LSU. But when he got drafted by the Raiders, my man didn't care about being a professional quarterback. He didn't. He was drinking lean. He was going out. He didn't learn the playbook. And in fact, the work that he was supposed to be done on his tablet at home, like when he was supposed to get done being a quarterback, this is a true story. The Raiders said to themselves, I don't think he's watching any film.
Mm-hmm.
My man comes in the next day and looks at us like doesn't know anything we're talking about. So they one day loaded up his whole little iPad with videos that he's supposed to watch and concepts that he's supposed to learn and study for that week of preparation, sent him home. There was nothing. They uploaded not one thing. So the tablet was blank. They wiped it clean. He would have had to just turn the damn tablet on.
Just click a button.
That's all he had to do was turn it on to know, there's nothing on here. But the next day when he shows up at the Raiders facility, coaches go, so what'd you think about the video? Jamarcus Russell looks him dead in the eye and goes, man, thanks for all that. That really helped out a lot. I think I learned a lot from that last night.
Yikes.
And then they had to say, well, we didn't put anything on it. Like, dude. Again, Jamarcus Russell, immense talent.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I bring these things up is because Caleb Williams, right now, and I've been told that I'm a nitpicky a-hole, I just don't like him because of his pink fingernails. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't like the fact that he wears his pink fingernails. I just think that's weird. I also don't like the fact that he doesn't have an agent. I don't like the fact that he's tried to push himself and act like he's a Manning and say, I'm going to get the Manning treatment. Like, put that thing out. He said to the Bears organization he wanted ownership. Ownership. Now, he has pushed back on that. Again, he does not have an agent. His dad is representing him, his people. In the middle of the pre-draft process, a week before the NFL draft, my man had meetings. Did you know my man is supposed to have some meetings?
Mm-hmm.
You know what he actually did? He said, no, you know what? hey, we're going to postpone these. Got a great opportunity. Me and my girlfriend decided we're going to go to Tokyo.
How about that?
Yeah, we're going to go to Tokyo right before an organization drafts you with the number one overall pick and gives you literally the keys to billions of dollars of what do you think the Bears are worth? $5-6 billion?
Sure.
Dollars?
Yeah.
You're going to be the dude. And again, you heard the things that I talked about. Like J.J. McCarthy, the fact that he is all about football. The fact that he's also – I mean, he's only 21 years old. He just turned 20 in January. I mean, he's a pup. My man ain't been drinking for 5 months. Damn. Boy, liver is pure. But he's a really good kid. He loves to meditate. He's a good athlete. He wasn't asked to do a lot in college, and I understand why J.J. McCarthy is moving up on draft boards. I don't think he's a kid that you can start next year.
No, absolutely.
I think unequivocally, J.J. McCarthy is a young person that you take in. I mean, Pat Mahomes didn't start his first damn season. To the last game of the year when the damn thing was over. Aaron Rodgers didn't start for the first three seasons. Jordan Love didn't start. You don't have to start to be effective. I think JJ, if you take him and you try to develop him, I think JJ could be good. There's the Drake May situation. There's Jaden Daniels. But Caleb Williams scares the hell out of me because he seems like a bird that marches. Like, he just seems like a different bird. He seems the dude to march to the beat of his own drum. You know, most people, you know, like I don't know. Do you want a quarterback, the face of your franchise, to be so unique and I would just be honest, I say self-centered?
That's a good question. I was reading something in The Athletic.
Oh, and by the way, he's not a winner. He didn't win jack. Like, they lost the last six games of their season last year.
Sure.
He was terrible against Notre Dame.
He was bad against Notre Dame.
Yes, he came back and had that great moment against Texas. Yes, he won a Heisman Trophy. Yes, I'm not saying that Caleb Williams is not talented. But, bro, I see talented people go to the National Football League every single year, and they don't succeed. And usually it's because they're not putting in that work. Mm-hmm. It's not because they don't have talent. Because if you're going to get drafted in the National Football League, guess what? You've got some damn talent. But do you have the work ethic like a Tom Brady? I mean, Tom Brady, when he was in the draft process, have you seen the picture of him? He looked like a man who was transitioning to a woman. Or a woman transitioning to a man.
Which one?
Tom Brady. I think he was
No, but I'm saying which one. You said, I think actually now that, man to woman,
if you look at his
man.
Draft, like where he's pale, pasty white, he looked like he was in the middle of his transition phase from a woman to a man.
I see.
Now you look at him in 45, the last year he wins a Super Bowl, player of the year, and you look at that chiseled jawline. Hell, the other day, last week, he's putting out videos of him running his 40 and sprinting out there with his shirt off.
That's right.
His transition is complete. He put in the work. You know what I mean? He became the GOAT. He doesn't have the talent. When Tom Brady came out of college, he doesn't. I mean, right now, let's be real. If you look at them both at this point of their career, Caleb Williams, at this same exact age of Tom Brady, is immensely more talented than Tom Brady. Is Caleb Williams, though, going to be able to go into the NFL and put in the necessary work to not only improve on his talents, but be a student of the game, a la Peyton Manning, be a leader of a team? Is he going to care about going out and winning all the time? Look, Aaron Rodgers is a different bird, is he not? But damn it, he's immensely talented. He did win a Super Bowl. He's won four MVPs. So different birds can work. But damn it, you better be extremely gifted. Extremely gifted. Because the majority, it's just not like that. I mean, Josh Allen coming out of college, Caleb Williams, more talented than Josh Allen coming out of Wyoming. He had terrible mechanics. He just wanted to play football, but you know what? Josh Allen got drafted, and then you know what he did? He completely changed his throwing motion, his mechanics, the way he opens his hip. He put in the work. But he did have the raw talent. Caleb Williams has the raw talent. The thing that scares me is he likes to extend the pocket, doesn't play in pocket. But there is one person in this draft that I look at, and I think is going to be just like last year. It's not going to be as glaring because I think Caleb Williams is much better than a Bryce Young, but C.J. Stroud was the number two pick. And Jaden Daniels, nobody can run like Lamar Jackson in the National Football League. Mike Vick, Lamar Jackson, the running skills from the quarterback position, they are on a different freaking level. Guess who is pretty damn close?
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden bleeping Daniels. You've seen this man run all over SEC defenses. But did you know who was the number one completion percentage quarterback last year? That was Jaden Daniels.
Wow.
Who was best against the blitz? Oh, that was Jaden Daniels. Who actually played from the pocket last year? Oh, that would be Jaden Daniels. In the National Football League, what do they ask you to do? Play from the pocket. But damn it, if the play breaks down, go Lamar Jackson on him. I mean, right now, Jaden Daniels throws the ball better than Lamar Jackson. He really, I mean, have you watched Lamar throw? We watched the playoffs last year. Come on, people. Who's the better throw of the football? Jaden Daniels. Great, great mechanics. Again, plays through the pocket and can run like the wind blows. He was at Arizona State, and he transferred over to LSU. My man was not the second coming. He has put in that work, and he put in so much work from his days at Arizona State when he was throwing Brandon Ayuk touchdown passes to winning a Heisman last year. And I think he's going to continue to fill out. I love me some Jaden Daniels. The only thing that I don't is tell me an organization that is run as poorly as the Washington football team. What are they now? The damn Commanders.
Right.
Commandos. The Commandos. Like, that is a poor run organization. New ownership.
Yeah, new ownership.
New coaches. Yeah. Like, it's all new.
New.
The one thing that scares me is if you get a new quarterback, does anybody know what the hell they're doing?
Well, that's a good question.
Well, the good thing is Dan Snyder's gone. You know, that is a positive. You take something away, sometimes things get better. But I'm a big Jaden Daniels guy. I like him. And I also love Michael Penix Jr. later in the rounds. Again, Tom Brady was 45 when he quit playing football. Kirk Cousins is coming off an Achilles, and he's gone to Atlanta and just got a fat bag of cash. Plays from the pocket. Aaron Rodgers, coming back from Achilles, 40 years old. We saw Big Ben Roethlisberger play to his old as hell. He played a different style. I shouldn't even mention Big. It was just different. He's having he's boom, 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 boom. But Penix has got a hose. A hose. And if Bo Nix goes before Michael Penix Jr., I'm going to seriously apply to every NFL football team out there and say I should be a scout.
How about that? Scout John.
Because there ain't no way that Bo Nix is going to be better at the next level. Bo Nix is another person who is football first.
Johnny.
Faith, family, football. That's Bo Nix. He's Johnny an undersized Scoutier. Guy. He's not accurate like a Drew Brees. I keep hearing Denver's going to take him. Sean Payton's going to turn him into the next Drew Brees. Did you watch Brees at Purdue?
Sure did.
Dude, you watch Bo Nix at Oregon and Auburn. Totally different offenses. His yards per attempt, 120th in football. He doesn't push the ball down the field. He's not the most accurate. He didn't complete 70% of his passes. Now, did he complete a lot? Yes, because he threw the ball behind the line of scrimmage on almost half his damn passes in a quarterback-friendly system that Oregon runs. And let's not forget who beat him last year twice. That would be Michael Penix and the Washington Huskies. And I will tell you one thing. He outplayed Bo Nix and impressed me. The first game of the year, Bo Nix had an opportunity to give that dead-gum Oregon Ducks team a win. Came up short. Same thing. Now, then in Washington, in the Pac-12 championship game, just beat the brakes off of them. But I like me some Penix late. And if I had the number one pick, I'm taking Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams. Let me know what you think at the Sissy's Log Cabin. Text and listener line 901-360-8255. Who are you taking? Who are you taking? Who's the best quarterback in this class? 901-360-8255. And don't forget, life's too short for ordinary jewelry. Back in two shake, Hardenwood on the other side, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Monday, man. It was a great weekend. Weather's beautiful today. Got a little day baseball. We got some playoff basketball tonight. Man, we got a very, very, very busy afternoon. In fact, today's like one of those perfect days. You got a lot of NBA ball on tonight on your way home from work. Stop by your local liquor store and go and get the best. That's Tito's Handmade Vodka. It is crafted and distilled in the United States down in Austin, Texas. It is 6 times distilled, then stilled in classic copper pots. That's why it's such a unique flavor, slightly sweet with that black pepper note balancing everything out, whether you're crafting a cocktail or drinking it neat. Get your Tito's on today. And if life hands you lemons, Don't freak out. Don't fret. Don't stress. Just make a lemon drop. Make sure it's with Tito's handmade vodka. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
Oh, my goodness. A lot of stuff going on in the world, you know? A lot of fun stuff going on. And I found out there was a race. Did you know that?
Like a foot race or race?
No. It was a
snail
cars.
Race.
No, it was actual cars.
Somebody texted in and said that there's a weenie race going on in Starkville on May 4th, the world's largest weenie dog race and festival. Is that what you're talking about? The Starkville Derby?
No, but like the wiener dogs are racing?
That's what this texter says.
Actually, that's kind of fascinating.
Wiener dogs become winner dogs at the Derby.
Dude, that's actually pretty funny. I was actually talking about Talladega.
Talladega, boy.
And I did not even know this. You won't believe. Do you know who won Talladega?
It
wasn't Ricky Bobby.
It was Tyler Reddick, wasn't it?
Who?
Tyler Reddick?
I don't know the guy's name. I know it's Michael Jordan. I know Michael Jordan's name. I think people know who Michael Jordan is, and he owns the damn car.
It was Tyler Reddick. For anybody who actually wanted to know who the racer was Tyler Reddick.
Well, it's Michael Jordan who won.
It's his, yes.
Tell me how many Talladegas LeBron James has won, buddy.
You know what? Fair argument.
Michael Jordan just won Talladega. Where is Talladega?
We should know somewhere.
Because of Talladega Nights, that movie. Remember that one?
Yeah, I just butchered the spelling of Talladega.
I think it's Talladega.
It is in Alabama.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Talladega, Alabama.
Nice. Damn, I don't know why I didn't think Alabama. I mean, they love racing down there, right?
I guess so.
When's the Daytona 500? They already had that?
They already had it. That like kicks off the season.
Oh, yeah, that was the start of the year. Talladega, though, congratulations. Michael Jordan proves again he is the GOAT. Like, what is LeBron? Does he have even a pickleball championship?
Good question. I don't know.
I doubt
it. We'd have to check into it.
I doubt it, buddy. I doubt it. Do have to bring up some very, very disturbing news. And I'm going to say right now, I'm a little upset with the Dodgers. Not because they went out there and spent $1 billion in the offseason screwing everybody else. Not because Shohei Ohtani has got a crazy damn interpreter, Ipe, who either stole $16 million or is going to jail to cover up your crime. I don't know. Very reckless speculation. P. Rose seemed to think that. But I'm upset with the Dodgers for how they treat their fans. Actually, one fan in particular, because let's just be real. This world, everybody does not get treated equal. And people are like, I want everybody. Same for everybody. Man, that is some bull. Bro, like Saturday, I was in the VIP tent drinking free drinks, eating all kinds of wangs. You know what? Not everybody could get in that tent. You could if you paid $150. Or if you were a VIP. Like certain celebs, you know, like they get treated a little different. Hell, like that's just the way the world is. And let me just tell
you.
The
way the cookie crumbles.
That's the way the cookie crumbles. It's called life. Deal with it. You're not always going to get a trophy, children. Or a ribbon.
That's right. Participation trophies.
And if you're not first, you're last, loser. But man, Elaine Boozler, do you know the comedian and writer? She's very funny. Very funny. She's 71 years old. She's a writer. She went to the Dodgers. She wanted to catch the matinee of them playing the New York Mets. And she has done a lot of work with the Dodgers. She has sang the national anthem at Dodger Stadium on multiple occasions.
Wow, so she's a singer, too.
Oh, yeah. She does it all, man. The dude does everything. And she's funny. She said that she went to the game and there was a power-hungry stadium security guard that was very upset with her. So,
Hate those security guards.
The rules when you and you know and people do know this now. When you go to events, you got to have like girls. Every girl, like I don't have a purse. I don't wear purses. I don't carry them.
Clear bag, John. Clear bag.
But I know, Dacus, you don't have a purse, do you?
It's my business, not yours.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what a man purse is—a purse. But he might, but I don't. Chaz, though, I know, has multiple clear freaking bags of different sizes. One's like for the Ole Miss games, and others are for certain concerts. And anyway, you know you have to have the clear bag. Well, Miss Boozler She went to the doctor. Again, her celebrity. She sang the national anthem. She's a television writer. She is a comedian. She's actually very well known, except for to Bryant Bacus. And she's pretty funny, too.
What's her name? I'll look her up and see if I know her.
Elaine Boozler. And anyway, the point is she just had a little bag, and it was a baseball-themed bag.
Yeah, I don't know.
That she got from the Dodgers.
Wow. So it was their own bag.
And she was trying to bring it into the game. And the security guard said, ma'am, you cannot bring that bag in the game. She said she opened it up. The only thing that was in the bag was her keys and her little, what do you call that, the women? It's not a wallet. It's a, what is the little bag that women carry? That's not a man carries a wallet. Does a woman carry a wallet?
No.
What is it called? Like, it's like that huge ass bag. It's got like all your cards in it, and they open it up and they got crack in it and
like
stuff.
A clutch? Is that what they call it? A clutch?
I have no idea.
But no, a clutch is like a little, it's almost like a.
That's in a five speed.
Not that clutch,
though. Or, you know, two straight. Anyway, point is, if you have, like this woman, again, who's done so much for the organization, she has her little bitty bag that was given to her by the Dodgers, and she's standing there at the thing, and she's like, well, I'm not walking all the way back to my car and putting the bag up because it's like a mile away. And the security guard goes, well, ma'am, then you're going to throw it in the trash. And she's like, I'm not throwing it in the trash. And she proceeds to try to do the whole, do you know who I am? Which, again, not everybody can pull out the do you know who I am.
Pocketbook, John.
Pocketbook. Yeah. I knew it was something different. Thank you. Thanks, I should remember that my grandmother always used to tell me, will you go get my pocketbook?
That's right.
Rest in peace, Granny. Now, I forgot. Oh, back to Elaine.
Yeah, she tried to pull
the
card.
She pulls the whole, let me tell you a little something. She's talking to the security guard of the Dodgers. She's like, do you know who I am? Like, I do stuff for the Dodgers, da-da-da-da-da. And the guy said, ma'am, you either leave now or I will arrest you. And then she just kind of said to herself, like, well, screw you, arrest me then, not thinking that he would do it. Guess what he did?
He arrested her.
He grabbed her. He turned her around. He threw her in the handcuffs, and he walked her to the stadium jail where she sat for 2 hours. And luckily, right before she got processed, the Dodgers caught wind that she was in the little Dodger jail.
Do you think you can hear the game while you're in the stadium jail? Like, do you think you can hear, like, the now batting?
Probably.
Shohei Ohtani. Like, you know, can you, like, keep up with the game? Or you hear the cheers? Like, oh, Shohei just must have, like, gotten a hit.
I would think so. But, yeah, she said she sat in there for 2 hours, missed the whole damn game because she was in handcuffs.
You're, like, scraping your scorebook on the wall because you're, you know.
If they ever ask her to sing the national anthem.
Say no.
I would say yes, and then I would go and tell my whole story to all the fans, and then say, bleep the Dodgers, don't support them anymore.
Interesting.
Hop on my own wagon, you know what I'm saying?
I was on,
we're going to Anaheim.
Speaking of security guards, I was at the Tiger Spring game on Saturday, and the big issue there was people were trying to bring umbrellas into the game. Can't bring an umbrella into the game. So they were trying to tell people they weren't stopping them before they got into line. So people were like literally like about to walk in. They've already gone through security and people were all, and then like another security guard would be like, man, you can't take that in there. And so they'd have to turn around and go back. People were getting food outside and trying to bring it in. Can't do that either at the spring game. So it was a mess.
That is kind of a mess.
Feels like the same thing. Maybe.
This is kind of like, you know how we have Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian battling? Like fighting
each
other.
That's what you told me.
Yeah, you know about it. The Taylor Swift song KIM in capital letters.
I think you told me about this on Friday.
Yeah, it's a Kim Kardashian diss song. You know what I'm saying?
But why is she dissing Kim?
She hates Kim.
But why?
Because she says that she's got a fake butt. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know why she doesn't like her. I didn't look this depth in. I'm not that. Why don't you do me a favor? Find out why Taylor Swift does not like Kim Kardashian, and we'll let our people know.
Taylor Swift hate Kim. I don't know. It's Kim Kardashian.
I can tell you.
Nah, I already got it.
Okay. Well, I know that's going on. Kim Kardashian lost hundreds of thousands of followers because the Swifties are up in a roar. Well, who do you support in this one? And I support Taylor Swift because, one, she's with a champion in Travis Kelce. And two, Kim's got to be crazy. Like, I saw the Ray J video. I mean, I know who Kanye is. He's a lunatic. And she also married, who was the dude that she ruined his life?
Who?
The basketball player, the guy who got his life ruined by Kim Kardashian.
I don't know.
Chris Humphries?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it was Chris Humphries. But now we have David Beckham suing Mark Wahlberg. Both are, quote, fitness titans. And now they're going to square off in court because
Chris Humphries, John.
I said Chris Humphries.
I know. I was just confirming.
Okay, good. Thank you. Because nobody really knew who he was until he married Kim Kardashian. Very average basketball player. But David Beckham's company, DB Ventures, alleges that F45 duped them into signing with F45 Training, in which Mark Wahlberg owns 36%. He also is the brand company chief board executive, all this good stuff. And guess what? Beckham, who back in the day got close to Mark Wahlberg when he played for the LA Galaxy. David Beckham, who used to kind of like him, he don't like him no more. He says Mark Wahlberg is unfit. Who's ever seen Mark Wahlberg and said they were unfit? He was unfit. Like, you got to come up with another word. He's unfit to be the he's unfit to make fitness deals. He doesn't know about business deals, and he's unfit to make fitness deals. Nobody's gonna say Marky Mark is unfit, right? Like he's part of the Funky Bunch, and what is he does like Hanes, doesn't he? He does some kind of underwear commercial. If you're an underwear model, bro, let me tell you something. You're pretty fit.
Sure.
Don't you think? Mm-hmm. David Beckham, you and your wife, Victoria, can't have everything. Chill. Is Marky Mark still cool? He's done some good movies.
I like Mark Wahlberg. He's got a movie out right now about him and a dog.
I love dogs. Big fan of dogs.
So maybe you'd like this movie.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing it. And then, like, David Beckham, who now is, like, having a little feud with Mark Wahlberg, goes out there and then drops, like, a impromptu Spice Girls, like, on his streaming. Like, the Spice Girls got together and did a little impromptu show, like, private show for him. And he's out there. Like, that's kind of one-upping Mark Wahlberg, though, because, you know, Mark Wahlberg was part of the Funky Bunch, but he can't get the Spice Girls all together like Beckham can. And Beckham is a real pro athlete where Mark Wahlberg played Vinnie Papala in a movie. Mm-hmm. Which one do you think's got more clout? I'm going to say actually it's Beckham. Bend him like Beckham.
That's right.
But I kind of like Mark Wahlberg. I think. Don't really know much about him. I think they're both underwear models too. Like if you're both underwear models, y'all probably shouldn't go to war. Kind of messes up people's like visual images. Like, you want to see Mark Wahlberg and David Beckham rolling around in undies fighting over supremacy? You're shaking your head yes. You know that, right?
John, I'm not listening. I'm trying to read up on this Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian thing. I don't understand it.
On the other side, we're going to find out why.
No, we're not going to find out. Because I have been reading this. I have no idea what they're finding out. Literally, this whole story I'm reading is like, we're going to explain the whole Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian feud for you. And the entire thing is like, about things that Kanye West has done to make Taylor Swift mad, and just the fact that Kim Kardashian was married to Kanye West. Like, I don't know. I don't make any sense. I read like half it. Don't care anymore. Like, I mean, I lost completely. This is how you know it's a bad story. When I was so interested before to know what happened, I read half of it. I'm not interested anymore. I mean, they made me lose interest.
Do you care?
Thanks, USA Today.
Do you like one or better than the other, though? This is the important. If you were going to be stuck on an island with one, Kim Kardashian or Taylor Swift, who are you going
to
be stuck with?
I don't have to be stuck on an island with them, John. Can I not just, like, if I had to go visit one of them? Or, like, if I had to...
Listen, stuck on an island.
Brett,
that's the rule.
Brett always
I make
does
them up.
The thing where he says, if you're at a mall, on one end of the mall, Taylor Swift signing autographs, on the other end of the mall, Kim Kardashian signing autographs, which one would you go to? Why do I got to be stuck on it? Because I think both are annoying. So I don't want to be stuck on my own.
Well, if you're stuck on an island, at least Taylor Swift can hold a tune and sing you some music or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not good for just one thing. She can sing.
Kim Kardashian's a lawyer, though. Maybe if we got there, if we got stuck on
now
the island,
I know
some,
what's wrong with our legal
some reason,
system.
She could, like, give me a settlement or something.
Lord have
mercy. I'll side with Kim.
All right, I'll go with Tay-Tay.
All right, so we're feuding now.
On the other side, though, we're giving bets. I hope we make a lot of money. It's a beautiful Monday. Don't touch the dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Be sure to follow us at Sports 56 WHBQ on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to watch live video of our shows, stay up to date with station events, and have chances to win prizes. Don't miss out on anything that's going on. Follow us at Sports 56 WHBQ.
But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio.
John, I got to throw something out before we get out of here.
Throw it out, bro.
The Yankees and the Athletics are playing right now, and Aaron Boone got ejected in the first inning.
Damn.
And so he's arguing something, and the home plate ump, I don't know who it was, takes off his mask and says, "Say one more word and you're out of here." So Aaron Boone gives him a thumbs up, says, "I'm not saying anything else." He's just sitting there. So ump puts his mask back on. We're getting back to play. A fan sitting in the first row right behind Aaron Boone chirps something at the ump. Ump takes his mask off, turns over to Aaron Boone, says, "Get out of here. You're done." And Aaron Boone's like, "I didn't say anything. That was somebody." I mean, he goes, "I don't care. Get the hell out of here."
That is awesome.
I mean, that's like the worst way to get thrown out.
That's
so funny.
Funny as hell. That fan, does he, like, since it's in New York, is that fan getting booed by all the other people around him?
I mean, he got to. I mean, I think banned for life should be.
No. Calm down. I think it's hilarious. That's awesome.
Oh, it was great.
All right. Well, I do have a baseball play today. We talked about how well the Reds have been playing, right?
Yeah.
We also have to know that the Phillies won six straight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
And Ranger's on the mound, and I'm talking about Ranger Suarez. And I just trust him right now more than the young Hunter Green, who is electric, wild at sometimes. And I trust this Phillies team to get a hold of Hunter Green. And I think Ranger Suarez and that defense behind the Phillies are going to be the difference. I'm rocking with the Phillies tonight in the NBA. All I'm doing is in-line gambling on the NBA. Especially if I see first 5 minutes of the first quarter, that line, that total jumps up over by 10 points, then I'm going under, getting a little bit of value because it always comes back to the mean. Now, I'm going to also tell you a little something, people out there. The weather's beautiful, and if you want to be beautiful, go to 901 Aesthetics. That's where beauty meets wellness. They have weight loss treatments. Hey, Tom Brady gets Botox. They do Botox. You want to look beautiful, they got it. They got weight loss, laser hair removal, testosterone replacement therapy. They got it all. That's 901 Aesthetics. That's my time. Peace.